What's good? It's your boy DJ Avo, and this is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast special episode. What's good?
I like them horns. What's good, brothers and bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast. And this is where you come for your fantasy football needs and chop it up about the latest NFL news. This is not an episode that we're going to include with the numbers. This is a special episode. We're going to do a round table to go around with a lot of the stuff that's going on as far as Coach Prime and, you know, his transition into Colorado, the university. So, you know, it's been a lot of speculation about why he left and a lot of feelings, good and bad, on, you know, his way out of Jackson State University. So we wanted to come together as the bros and just share our opinions and how we feel about the transition of him moving to a different job, you know? Yeah, so I guess for those who don't know, I am Dynasty Bro Dot.
I'm Dynasty Bro Vic, here with our DJ.
I'm DJ Avo. What's good?
And welcome. And like I said, we like to do this when we have, like, things that just that touch our community.
It's important.
That sit on our hearts, you know. So we like to take the time to step aside from fantasy football if we need to just speak about, you know, I always say we a real life podcast, not just a fantasy football podcast. So
facts.
We came together. Vic got to some bullet points for us to touch on. And we'll get in and out, man. Quick 15-20 minute discussion about, you know, how all of this done went down over the past week. So Vic, I'm going to hand the keys over to the car and you ride us out.
Yeah, man. But before we do that, man, where can they follow you at? And also, can you get that banner so they can know where they can follow us at, man? If they watching on YouTube, right? That's where we want you to go. Make sure you guys subscribe to our YouTube channel. So Dot, where can they follow you at?
Follow me at Dynasty Bro Dot on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the main Instagram page, Dynasty Bros FF. Follow the YouTube, that's Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Pod, and that's the same thing for TikTok for those young people that are on it. Vic, where can we follow you at?
Follow me at Chief Sosa FF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening, Dynasty Bros FF. Hey, DJ Avo, where can we follow you at?
And follow me at DJ Avo Love. That's DJ AVOLXVE. Let's go.
All right, there you go. He got it right.
All right, man, let's go ahead and jump into this, man. So the real reason why Coach Prime left Jackson State University, I know it's been a lot of narratives going on. I mean, we saw, you know, Shannon Sharp had a dialogue with Skip, man. That was a little...
Yeah, bro.
You got to love Unk, man.
It was getting real,
man. Yeah, he's just going to tell like it is. But look, we got three parts, man, for you guys. So we're going to go through the resume, talk about the outrage, and then the destination, man. And then we're going to close it out, man, like we usually do, man. So let's go ahead and end it on a high note. But let's start with the resume. So looking at Coach Prime, a.k.a. Deion Sanders, Hall of Famer. In his three seasons at Jackson State, he went 26-5, right? So turned the program around. That speaks volume, right?
Facts.
All right. Next item up on the resume, won back-to-back conference championships, 2021 and 2022. Who is swag?
Who ain't swag?
All right, man. All right, man. Let's keep it pushing, man, through the resume. He signed Travis Hunter to play for Jackson State. He was the number two recruit in the 2022 class, you know, athlete, right? But he plays DB. Most likely will play some DB in the league.
Man, that's he's one of the guys that can play both. He's just he's a ball hunter, pause.
He's a dog, bro.
Yeah, athlete like a motherfucker, bro. Just do whatever you need to on field.
All right, man, a couple more things on the resume. He won the 2021 Eddie Robinson Award. I ain't gonna lie, I didn't even look that up, what that is.
My guy threw an award out.
I'm just going through the resume
for the sake of I know Doc
most likely is coach of the year.
Hey, that's wouldn't have known you didn't know it if you would just blew past. Just
hey, go, it's one of those you just gonna put C on a scan trying to keep it pushing. A lot of items on the resume, but hey, the last thing though, 2022, they went 11-0, so the first ever undefeated regular season in Jackson State history, man. So as you guys can see, man, the resume is fire. He came in Jackson State, you know, in Mississippi and turned it around, man. So that's the resume. And we ain't going to talk about what he did as a professional football player, right? That's
we'll need to do that. We'll need to do that.
Yeah, and clearly, you know, carried over into turning around this program, man. So hats off, man. That's a hell of a resume, you know, for Coach Prime, man. Now, of course, you know, with the latest news, he's accepted the job for the Colorado Buffaloes.
Yeah.
He's the new head coach.
Yeah.
So we won't get into that, man, as far as just talking about it's a lot of outrage out there, man. So let's just peel it back a little bit. You know, from y'all perspective, right? I mean, is the outrage valid? Is it warranted? So let's go ahead and switch over to the outrage, man, and let's dive into some of that from a talking point standpoint. But man, but actually left a couple things off the resume.
Oh my gosh, the Eddie Robinson award.
Yeah. So you got to back up, man.
Oh,
go ahead and back it up. Go ahead and back it up.
How did I
was reading the actual resume and then I got my notes. So I want to make sure I hit on my notes. If that's cool. But all right, back to the resume. Alongside with just winning games, he also brought millions of dollars, not only to Jackson State, but to HBCUs in general. So into the entire SWAC. That speaks volume. He's also established partnerships. When I say he, Coach Prime, aka Deion Sanders, with American Airlines. So mind you, they had that partnership where, you know, they had charter flights across the country. There's an interesting thing, right? Now that he's no longer there, will those relationships remain intact, right? That's the question I have. What do you guys think?
Nah, bro. You know, that was you're trying to link up with something that draws attention, draws some revenue or some kind of kickback. And that's what Coach Prime does for anything he's touching.
See, and the parallel of that for me is like think back to like the, you know, I'm just trying to make a comparison, right? Remember when corporate America got in on the social injustices, especially with the George Floyd murder? It's almost like you want to be an ally, but do you really understand, like, this ain't just a one-time thing. Like, you got to stay in the fight with us, like, tomorrow and next week because it don't stop. You know what I'm saying? So it's almost like, are these relationships genuine because you truly want to invest in HBCUs? Or like you said, are they just riding the Coach Prime wave?
They was just riding the Coach
Prime wave. They are riding the money wave.
The money wave.
Wherever the money goes, the businesses will follow.
It's not an HBCU thing.
Got you. So that's all I got for the resume. Anything else you guys want to throw in on a resume?
Nah, I wait to the outrage.
All right.
I'll throw something in real quick. Just the Eddie Robinson Award is basically the best coach. Top coach of a certain division of football. I don't really know if this makes sense.
The SWAC.
Coach of the year.
Yeah, it's coach of the year, essentially, for the NCAA Division I football champion subdivision.
Yeah. So I took a shot and went in, man. The answer was C for coach. So we good. All right, man, let's get to the outrage. All right. So, of course, a lot of people are upset. I mean, you see outrage just in general with Coach Prime leaving from the Jackson State alums and the fan base. You also see outrage from people who attended HBCUs. You see them on social media saying, if you didn't attend HBCU, sit this one out. Like, this ain't for you to chime in on. So I just kind of want to peel back some of that outrage, man. What are you guys, you know, thoughts and reactions to that?
You want me to go, Ava?
I'll hop in real quick. Just because people didn't go to HBCU doesn't mean they can't have an opinion. So that part don't make sense.
I agree with that.
Throw that out there off top. Like, hang on, bro. That don't add up. But yeah, that's how I'm gonna start with. I'm gonna just start with that. I'm gonna let you go, Doc.
All right, I want to get into the I don't think none of these reactions should be outrage, and I don't think everything is outrage. I think some people are genuinely just like sad that he's leaving. I'm more on that side of like, damn, it would have been cool to keep Coach Prime at HBCU. But realistically, if you really think about it and break it down, bro, I think this opens up doors for HBCUs to kind of blueprint this out. Like, one, we're trying to find ways to get more black head coaches in real life NFL and in college amongst these big schools. So if they all got to take the Deion Sanders route, you know, he drew the blueprint to say, hey, I'm a guy with a name and a platform that can get these kind of guys to come follow me and play their hearts out. You got to use people like me. So hopefully these HBCUs, I think we said this around the first year he got hired. Man, hopefully this is a blueprint to start getting some of these guys that played in the NFL for years that actually know the game, quality minds that want to get into coaching to like, hey, let's start at the HBCU level. Let's try to start bringing in some of these recruits off of our name. So hopefully this whole Deion thing is a whole blueprint for other previous superstars to get into these coaching positions so they can bring these dollars to these HBCUs and then try to start moving up into these big schools too. And then we can just keep on doing it over and over. But I think it's unfair to be mad and upset about a man that came, did his thing for 3 years. He didn't commit his life to it. He came and did his thing for 3 years, brought so much attention, so many dollars, and just, I don't know, generated so much positive energy. Just everybody was so excited about Jackson State University. And like, we got to be able to celebrate that as a culture, as a community, instead of always try to tear somebody down because they made a decision that you weren't the happiest with.
Yeah. And my position on the outrage aligns with yours. I'm going to take it a step further. You got to look at Coach Prime, even in his playing days, you know, played for the Falcons, left for the Niners and Cowboys, ended up winning Super Bowl. So he's always looking for that next challenge, right? So he's even shown that in his professional playing career. And you know what? It's not Coach Prime's job to keep Jackson State and HBCUs relevant and hot, right? That's our job. That's the culture's job. Coach Prime did his job because he actually reminded us that, you know, we're the shit, and you know what I mean? We're sitting on this pot of gold. That's for us to turn up and, you know, cultivate and, you know, basically cherish that and make it grow into what we saw Coach Prime do. So I feel like he did his job with giving us that reminder, man, that, you know, the culture, we really run this if we work together. So based on that, man, you know, he did his job. He did his thing for the past 3 years. I mean, what else is there for him to accomplish at that point, right? So he's on to the next challenge. And keep this in mind. His son, Shador Sanders, who was the quarterback, right? He was recruited to play for Florida Atlantic. He also had offers from Florida State, Florida, and Georgia, and Alabama. But once he found out his dad was taking the Jackson State job, he followed behind his dad. So what if it's a trade-off between a father and son? Like, hey, you supported me. Now let's get you back onto the D1 playing field. You know what I mean? And let's also show them that, you know, we can dominate at this level as well. So what if, you know, it's truly a genuine father and son? We've already accomplished and, you know, accomplished this challenge here. On to the next one. So that's how I'm looking at the outrage. But again, I do understand it from a, you know, being sad perspective, because you're going to miss, you know, Coach Prime. But from a disappointment and outrage and turn your back on him, like, he generated so much money for the state of Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? Unlike some people who are robbing money from the state of Mississippi.
Facts. Facts.
But so, I mean, just given that, man, you know, I see more outrage at Prime when you literally got.
Ooh, talk about
it. You know what I'm saying? Like we could really take it there. Let's make sure we, you know, really aligning our outrage with where it needs to go. So that's all I got on the outrage, man. Anything else you guys have?
I think that a lot of people just was hoping that he would stay and truly build up the program. That's really all. I think that's what, like, I think if he would have stayed for 10 years, nobody would have been mad at him for leaving after 10. But I think the shorter amount, don't get me wrong, he did a lot in his short amount of time. But I think a lot of people believe that if he would have stayed longer, he could have easily potentially, you know, made that school into now it's a D1 powerhouse as opposed to just the HBCU powerhouse. I think that's where a lot of the anger and things come from.
You want to know what sucks? Like, I know we want to build up the HBCUs and make them powerhouses, but like, we have the ability to go take over any and everything. So like,
facts.
honestly, how much more could he do for the school? To be honest, he's already winning the titles and everything. He's already, you know, going to keep going undefeated and getting all the recruits. That's only a certain level of, you know, of the ceiling is only so far at HBCU when it comes to like the college football greatness. As far as, you know, they can't go be the number one ranked team in the nation. You feel me?
Yeah,
but I think at some point they could. I think that's where that's the only part I would disagree with you on, is that I think at some point they could have gotten enough of the main recruits. And the facilities would have kept getting better. Everything would have been on the uprise. And then all of a sudden, now you got the number one recruiting class. And now you're truly competing for
a title. I think even after 10 years, the way that the NCAA committees are, mm-hmm. without being in one of them big conferences, without being a Power 5 school, you see, they didn't even want TCU in that motherfucker. And TCU been like balling all year, basically. And just they lost their first game in their conference championship. Like, I think the 10-year run of recognition, do you think they ever could have got into that situation where I don't care what the recruiting class is, Vic? you watching football heavy, do you think they ever could have gotten a situation where in 6 years they could be considered in the top four in the playoff run?
Jackson State?
Yeah.
Aren't they like in different
Well, I thought that if you dominated your division enough, they'll slide you. I think they would have to switch
out of conference to even be considered.
Okay, or maybe like an independent or something.
Yeah,
I can see them going independent in this scenario. Yeah,
they would have to go independent and like to the point where they probably would. They would like right now they whooping up on other HBCU schools, which is good because they get to go play other HBCUs. Once they go independent and they going to go play all these schools that you got to go play to start being ranked,
like a Notre Dame,
you're taking away money from the other HBCUs because you're not going to go. You're not going to go be in attendance to these schools to go play them and stuff no more. So once they get so big, in order to actually go compete, he's going to have to remove himself from being, you know, just a regular HBCU that's competing amongst other HBCUs. That makes sense.
Yeah. But, and just to close out with the outrage, man, all the people who have donated to HBCUs, like, keep that going. All because Coach Prime left, I don't mean you have to stop.
Facts.
You know what I mean? That don't mean you got to stop supporting Jackson State. So still fill up the stadiums. Like, again, like, it's on us, it's on the culture to keep HBCUs and Jackson State relevant. My bad, that's my alarm going off, apologize. But let's transition to the destination, man. So I just want to end with that, at least with the destination. So let's talk about what's next, right? So he's shown he's a man of purpose, vision. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw that, you know, first time he walked to the meeting room, like, he shifted the Colorado Buffaloes culture in like the first 15 minutes, bro.
There's outrage about that.
I mean, you saw some guys literally in starstruck. Like, I was like, yeah, he ain't gonna be there because you're like, you know what I mean? You're like starstruck. And then you got some guys that's like uncertain, like, man, on the fence. But at least he told them the truth in terms of like, go ahead and get in the portal. Like, imagine leading a guy on knowing he's not gonna play and then he wasted his portal opportunity. At least he's up front. So I do respect that. And he also let him know he got some dogs coming. So keep in mind, he is bringing some JSU players. He announced that Shedeur Sanders is going to be the quarterback. So talk to me about the destination, man.
It's a school that it's not like one of those schools that you really want to be highly – that gets a lot of super recruits, especially over the past few years, and they haven't been playing the best over the past few years too. So he has a chance to build from, like, the ground level when it comes to, like, as far as a school – in a community right now, because he can go build that community, because they don't really have anything right now. They don't have an identity anymore. They've been playing horrible football over the past few years. So I know he's going to get some good recruiting classes, and I know he's going to take off. And hopefully, like I said, he creates another blueprint. What he just did for the HBCU, hopefully he can create the blueprint now moving into, you know, a top school or one of the top schools in the nation, and hopefully we can have some other black coaches following that footstep. Honestly, man, that's all I'm hoping for.
Yeah, he's definitely laying a blueprint. Go ahead, Avo.
I was gonna say that when he first went in there for that first meeting, I didn't hear him. I heard him talk about the transfer portal, but I didn't hear him say, hey, you as a particular player, you should go join the transfer portal.
Nah,
as from what I heard him say is, if you don't want to work, If you ain't about being a good worker, hard worker, if you ain't got that good character, we're changing the culture here. If you don't want to be a part of that, jump into that transfer portal. It didn't sound like he was gonna come through cutting guys, which is how a lot of the outrage was about that too. Like, man, you're telling these kids to go jump in the transfer portal. I'm like, no, he only said that if you ain't willing to work.
Yeah, and you gotta do that as far as coming in and set the tone. You gotta know who your dogs are off top, right? You know, like, you don't have to wait for spring ball to come up or first padded practice. Like,
facts.
Football's a mental game. So he's already taking over and shifting the culture. Like, if you can't even sit through that, a 15-minute intro, you're not part of the culture. You're not a part of what we're trying to do here. So I'm not mad at that approach. Like, you have to change. Like, you have to do something significant, a complete 180. From my perspective with the whole destination, I do think he's positioning his son to go to the NFL, Shedeur. So he also probably looked at staying at Jackson State. He might not have gotten, you know, the credibility that he probably thinks he deserves. He's an athlete, man. So, you know, with a little bit more development, I'm sure he can't go to the league. But he's shown that he can throw the ball. He's shown he can command the offense. He has the qualities that you want in a quarterback. So Yeah, so let's see it play out in the Pac-12. And then on top of that, man, I do think we're seeing a new version of the Rooney Rule play out. What I mean by that, he's actually putting in the work in terms of like, hey, I turned around a HBCU. I'm turning around a bottom of the barrel Pac-12 school. Now I go to, you know, maybe like a Georgia or whoever. I don't know what's the next school. Texas A&M, LSU. I don't know what the next school is for him. But if he keeps winning and winning, they can't deny him at the NFL, right? I do think he's trying to conquer, you know, build up to get to the NFL. And I'm going to take it a step further, man. So Colorado Buffaloes, they're in Boulder, Colorado, man. I clicked on it. I had to zoom out a little bit. How far is this from Denver? Zoom out. Northwest side of Denver. It's basically 30 minutes outside the city. I can see them even coaching for the Denver Broncos one day, man. I mean, they haven't had.
They just got rid of all their assets, man.
Yeah, but still. But they've been doing that for the past few seasons. They've been constantly turning over their staff. So we'll see, man. That's just my own little prediction, man. But I do see Coach Prime working his way up to the NFL.
I want him to stay in college. Not everybody's yeah, good NFL
I,
coach.
I do want him to just keep being the leader of young men.
I want
men.
Him to keep leading these young men.
Yeah.
Not everybody's a good NFL coach. We've seen that throughout the years with college coaches that jump up. But that's now you're not just dealing with young men trying to be men. You're literally dealing with grown men. And you know, as a bunch of grown men, we know grown men issues.
Big time, big time. Like,
and I know he's on the record of saying, you know, he don't want to coach pros because I can't coach a guy that make more than me because there's too much ego there. But
there we go.
But maybe, again, maybe things have changed. We'll see. You just never know.
Maybe they pay him more.
Because he's on, again, he's a guy that's always willing to take on the next challenge, man. So that's the destination. We'll see where it goes, man. But all in all, man, I'm actually excited, man. I'm happy for Coach Prime. He's getting paid millions, even though he probably doesn't need it. Whereas Jack State making like 500K. And, of course, he donated most of that salary to help turn the stadium around, things like that. So,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's still going to give to HBCUs, man. And this salary bump from a coaching perspective gives him more opportunity to continue to give back to HBCU. So I don't think he's going to turn his back on a Jackson State. So, I mean, let's try to look at it from all angles. But I get it, right? People are, you know, a little upset right now, which is well in their right, man. But sometimes you got to zoom out and see the play. Look at the bigger picture.
Facts. All right. Anything anybody else want to touch on before we get up out of here?
Keep supporting these HBCUs. If you are a college athlete, at least give them a look. That's one of the things I regret is not at least going on some HBCU visits to go play baseball. I honestly didn't even know they had a baseball team until I was like an adult. And I was like, dang, I could have went there. Like, that would have been a choice. I didn't know. But that's on me and the people around me. So we all blew it. But, hey, now since you know better, go check it out, man.
And shout out to all the top recruits in any sport that already committed to HBCU. Salute to you.
Yeah, that's fire, bro. And I'm going to echo off Avo's point, man. If I can go back and do it all over again, I went to a PWI for undergrad, which is, you know, predominantly white institute. I wish I would have done my grad school at HBCU just to have, like, you know, both experiences. So, yeah, man, that's I'll be honest. It's one of my regrets. I wish I could have had a HBCU experience, man. It's definitely one of a kind. Like I said, it's the culture, right?
Facts. All right. Well, hey, thank you guys for tuning in, listening to, like I said, it's a little different than a normal podcast. This is just one of our roundtables, and whenever we need to sit down and have a heart-to-heart moment with our listeners and with ourselves, we make sure we do that. We don't beat around the bush. So, man, we are – look, I'm going to let Ava walk us out. Anybody want to say anything before we get about here?
I'm good, bro. Hey, looking forward to seeing this play out, man. So I wish Coach Prime
the best.
The best, man. Look forward. And we're going to go to a Colorado game, bro. Best believe that.
Yeah,
and
keep creating the blueprint for
and
us.
And Jackson State, man. We're going to pull up there, too.
Keep creating the blueprint for these black people.
I agree with all that. But catch us next week and probably the week after that, just giving you content, making sure to keep you solid. And I know your playoffs are coming up, so you know you need to check us out so you can make sure you get your waiver wire right. That's the only way you're going to win the championship. Championships are won on the waiver wire. At least that's what I think. But that's just me. Hey, yo, we the bros. Dynasty Bros. Oh.